Hello?
Hey, Cham. It's me, Sandra. How are things up in England, man?
Oh, hi, Sandra. Things are all right up here, thank God. But financially, I'm not doing so well.
Cham, I mean, it think it easy. You never have a point out that you're broke, you know? I was not calling to ask you for no money.
Relax. I never assumed you were calling for money. But anyways, how are you?
I'm fine, my dear. Let me get straight to the point, eh? Me a call because me want you and sister mama them and Uncle Butty and Auntie Melba the whole town up there to sign up to the Mapping Jamaica Diaspora Project.
Mapping Jamaica's Diaspora Project?
Yes. The government want to make up a database of Jamaicans all over the world. So them create a website, mapjadiaspora.iom.int. And guess what? They may encourage Jamaicans to log in and do the survey online. It's a big project, man, and that's why them launching it all over. In Jamaica, USA, Canada, Upper England, and all about in due time.
Well, truth be told, we heard about the launch here, but I personally have not checked out the site because of my fears of putting information out there, you know? And I'm sure I'm not the only one.
Charmaine, if you can sign up on Facebook and Twitter, and YouTube and all the other social websites that I know that you're upon, then believe me, you don't need to be fretting about this one.
Whatever. I really don't know what to say. I could do with a little information though.
All right then. Hold on.
Why?
Cause I go and Google Foreign Affairs number, then conference the caller and ask to talk to one Mr. Arnold Brown, so you can talk to him. You see, I see him on TV talking about this mapping project, so I think him is the best person to talk to you. Hold on, man.
Okay.
Charmaine, the gentleman is on the line. Don't stay too long, you know. Me a go day here, so don't hang up when you don't talk to him.
Okay.
Arnold Brown, Minister of State, Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade.
Hello, sir. Thanks for agreeing to talk to me about this mapping project. You see, I have a few concerns, yeah? So you can start by telling me exactly what this mapping project is.
For all intents and purposes, the Diaspora Mapping Project is really a development tool that would allow us to strengthen our engagement with members of the diaspora, as we would know for certain where their interests lie, where they are located. We are keen on sending the message that the government of Jamaica, and certainly I would want to say the people of Jamaica, are interested in a mutually beneficial relationship with our overseas citizens.
Oh, that's wonderful to know. But what is the government seeking to accomplish other than finding out the numbers?
We are very interested in identifying the intellectual base of the diaspora, which we think is extremely vast, and we are of the view that it can assist in terms of the growth objective of the country.
Okay. Now about this website. As much as I love to participate in this survey, how do I know that it is a safe platform?
We have assured the members of the diaspora that the information will be kept strictly confidential, that there is no need for them to fear about the integrity of the information they provide, as this will be administered by the government of Jamaica. We are not forcing anybody to sign up. This is a voluntary thing. We are seeking persons who are interested in being engaged. We're seeking to make that engagement as seamless and easy as possible. That is possible if we have a database that is interactive and live, and we know where the interests are, we know where the people lie.
Okay, Mr. Brown. Sounds like a good plan to me. And I thank you for the information. Sandra, you there?
Yes, and I heard everything, so...
So, I'm gonna go to the website and see what's what, yeah? mapjadiaspora.iom.int. That's it, right?
Yeah, man, you get it right, man. mapjadiaspora.iom.int.
Okay, guess we'll talk later then. Take care.
All right, cuz. We talk later.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.